The time is 7 p.m. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Shalta Gale.
Support comes from The Celtic Connection, a monthly paper for people of all backgrounds who enjoy Celtic events and entertainment. More information available at CelticConnection.com.
Roger Hare at the microphone tonight for Shalta Gale. And it's Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service to all who have served. There are an incredibly large number of songs out of the Irish and Scottish genres that deal with veterans and war and that sort of thing, and so I'm going to start off with one of my favorites, Minstrel Boy, a tune written in the late 1700s by Thomas Moore. This particular version is by John McDermott, the Scots-Canadian singer. And then I'll follow that up with... I'll follow that up with, and the band played Waltzing Matilda by Eric Bogle, a classic anti-war tune. So here is Minstrel Boy, John McDermott.
Fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring that proud soul under. The harp he loved never spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder. Said no chains shall sully thee, thou soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and the free. They shall never sound in slavery.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was waiting, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. no more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud, wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Who come a waltzing Matilda with me?
Eric Bogle and the band played Waltzing Matilda. Eric is a Scotsman, wrote a number of very, very articulate and thoughtful folk songs, anti-war songs, featured prominently among them. Eric is still alive and well, in living in Australia, and not performing as much as he used to, but I still hear about him. We're Facebook friends, and he's just as thoughtful and articulate as ever. And that particular song he wrote about Australian soldiers returning home from the travails of the First World War, and open the set with Minstrel Boy, a song written by Thomas Moore from an album of songs by Moore that McDermott recorded in 2012, I think, called My Gentle Harp. So continuing with that particular theme, here is a tune called Arthur McBride, and this particular version is by the group Planxty, Christy Moore and Paul Brady were among the solo artists who emerged from that particular group. Then I'll follow that up with Patti's Lamentation, an American Civil War song from an Irish group called the Screaming Orphans. And then a World War I tune, British-Scottish, called Will You Go to Flanders from Dolores Kane and John Faulkner. So here is Arthur McBride from Planxty.
I had a first cousin called Arthur McBride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a-seeking good fortune and what might betide. 'Twas just as the day was a-dawning, then after resting we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp, besides the wee drummer who beat up for camp with this rowdy-dow-dow in the morning. He says, my young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea quickly shall have in your fist, besides a crown for to kick off of the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. Had we been such fools as to take the advance, the wee bit of more and we had to run chance. For you think it no scruple to send us to France, where we would be killed in the morning. My young fellows, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword, and into your bodies as strength will afford. So now, my gay devils, take warning. But Arthur and I, we took the odds, we gave them no chance for to launch out their swords. Our whacking shillelaghs came over their heads and paid them right smart in the morning. For the wee drummer, we rifled his pouch, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow, and into the ocean to rock and to row, and bad at a tedious returning. As for the old rapier that hung by his side, we flung it as far as we could in the tide. To the devil I pitch you, says Arthur McBride, to temper your steel in the morning. Thank you.
they murdered so obvious.
Flanders, my will you go to Flanders, my bonny Malio? You'll see the Pleiades fall and you'll hear the pipes skirling. Oh, will you go to Flanders, my Malio? Flanders, my Malio, along with all the Highlanders, my bonny Malio. You'll hear the captain call and you'll see the sergeant crawling, and the soldiers how they're falling, my Malio. And sack and sugar candy. Oh, will you go to Flanders, my Malio? Will you go to Flanders, my Malio? To see the chief commanders, my bonny Malio. You'll see the bullets flying and the ladies how they cry, and the soldiers how they die, oh my Malio.
Will Ye Go to Flanders? Dolores Cain, John Faulkner doing the vocals off the album Broken Hearted, I'll Wander. And before that, Screaming Orphans, who you might have seen and heard at the Colorado Irish Festival a couple of years ago. Paddy's Lamentation song that came out of the American Civil War about Irishmen coming to America, fighting and returning to Ireland, injured and broken, as many Irishmen did from all of the different wars in which they fought. And that's off the album Taproom. And then open that set with Arthur McBride, a Scottish anti-war song by Planxty off their first album called Planxty. I'm going to turn now to a Irish tune from Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, Wind That Shakes the Barley. And I've got a dry throat, so I'm going to play the song, get a drink of water, and then talk about it after.
I sat within the valley green, I sat me with my true love, my sad heart strove the two between, the old love and the new love, the old for her, the new that made me think on Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley, 'twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, but harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll seek at morning early, and join the bold united men while soft winds shake the barley. While sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging, the foeman's shot burst on our ears from out the wildwood ringing. A bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft winds shook the barley. But blood for blood without remorse I've taken at Oulart Hollow, and laid my true love's clay-cold corpse where I full soon may follow. As round her grave I wander drear, noon, night, and morning early, with breaking heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
passes a Lilton before dawn o' day. Now there's a moaning on Elka Green Lonen, the flowers o' the forest are all weed away. We'll
Private William McBride, do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside, and I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done, and I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the dead heroes in 1915. Well, I hope you died quick, and I hope you died clean. Our Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they sound the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er you as they lowered you down? Did the bugle sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
sweetheart behind. In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1915, to some faithful heart are you forever 19? Are you a stranger without even a name, enshrined forever behind a glass frame, in an old photograph torn and tattered and stained, and fading to yellow in a bound leather frame? Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they sound the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er you as they lower you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Do the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Well, the sun's shining now on these green fields of France. A warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished under the plough. No gas and no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard it is still no man's land. The countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation who was butchered and damned. Do they beat the drums slowly? Do they sound the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er you as they lower you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And I can't help but wonder now, Willie McBride, to all those who lie here know why they died. Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, and the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, it was all done in vain. For Willie McBride, it's all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Do they beat the drums slowly? Do they sound the fife lowly? Do the rifles fire o'er you as they lower you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Do the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
That old car been good to you? Now you can be good to it by donating it to KGNU. We'll use the vehicle to raise funds for the great programs you listen to and rely on. Put your unwanted vehicle into good hands by calling the vehicle donation line at 844-KGNU-CAR. That's 844-KGNU-CAR.
Willie McBride, Eric Bogle's thoughts, and I'm sure you were able to hear the reference to Flowers of the Forest. A couple of great tunes, anti-war tunes. just somehow in my mind seemed appropriate today, being Veterans Day, and honoring the veterans, and couple more tunes coming up. Coming up at the top of the hour, be sure and stay tuned at 8 for Musica Mundi. And I'm not sure who's going to be hosting that tonight, but anyway, 8 o'clock, music from around the world. Speaking of that, here is a neat rendition of a traditional Irish lament called Mrs. McGrath, similar to Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, in terms of the sort of graphic representation of what can happen to young men during war. This is a neat one Bruce Springsteen did a few years back at the Point Theatre in Dublin with a sessions band, and typical boss rendition, and part of the reason why he is dearly loved in Ireland, and all of his shows have ever been a sellout and will continue to be when we can all travel again. So here is Mrs. McGrath, Bruce Springsteen, with the session band, recorded live in Dublin.
Said, would you like a soldier or your son, Ted? The scarlet coat and the big cocked hat, Mrs. McGrath, would you like that? With your two rifle-diddity-a, two ra-ra-ra. With your two rifle-diddity-a, two ra-ra-ra. Now, Mrs. McGrath lived on the shore, and after 7 years or more, she spied a ship come into the bay with a son from far away. Oh, Captain dear, where have you been? You've been sailing the Mediterranean. Have you news of my son Ted? Is he living or is he dead? With your two rifle-diddity-ay, two ra-ra-ra-ay. With your two rifle-diddity-ay, two ra-ra-ra-ay. Then came Ted legs, and in their place two wooden pegs. She kissed him a dozen times or two and said, my God, Ted, is it you? Were you drunk or were you blind when you left your two fine legs behind? Or was it walking upon the sea that wore your two fine legs away? With a two rifle in the I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my two fine legs behind. A cannonball on the 5th of May tore my two fine legs away. My teddy boy, the widow cried, your two fine legs were your mother's pride. Stumps of a tree won't do it all, why didn't you run from the cannonball? That's right, we All foreign wars I do proclaim live on blood and a mother's pain. I'd rather have my son as he used to be than the King of America and his whole navy. But
when on the road to sweet a thyro, hero, when on the road to sweet a thyro, hero, when on the road to sweet a thy, sticking my hand and a drop in me eye. A doleful damsel I heard cry, Johnny, I hardly knew we are
guns and drums and drums and guns, hero,
hero.
We are guns and drums and guns, hero, hero. We are guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where are the eyes that look so mild, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the eyes that look so mild, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the eyes that look so mild when my poor heart you first beguiled? Why did you skedaddle from me and the child, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
We are guns and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where are the legs with which you run, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the legs with which you run, hurroo, hurroo? Where are the legs with which you run when first you went to carry a gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
We are guns and drums and guns, hurroo,
hurroo.
We are guns and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, hurroo, hurroo. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, hurroo, hurroo. You haven't an arm and you haven't a leg. You're an eyeless, boneless, chickenless egg. You'll have to be put with the bowl to beg, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
We are guns and drums and guns, hurroo,
hurroo.
We are guns and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
I'm happy for to see you home, hurroo, hurroo. I'm happy for to see you home, hurroo, hurroo. I'm happy for to see you home, all from the island of Ceylon. So low in the flesh, so high in the bone, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
We are guns and drums and guns, hurroo,
hurroo.
We are guns and drums and guns, hurroo, hurroo. We are guns and drums and guns and guns, the enemy never slew ya.
Hara darling dear, you look so queer. Jolly a holly new
Johnny, I hardly knew you. Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. It's originally an Irish folk song and has been adopted here and become part of the American folk song canon and heard after every war. All right. Coming up to the top of the hour, and I will close as I have been closing the show when I've been doing it since the pandemic began with a different version of Parting Glass tonight. The High Kings, I think I've played this one before, but it's such a nice version. I'll go out with Parting Glass by the High Kings in honor of all of those who lost their lives in all of the wars that have been fought to keep our freedom free and allow us to do things like have a radio show like this. And also, in memory of the nearly 250,000 people who have died since the pandemic began, and please take care of yourselves, wear your mask, wash your hands, maintain proper distancing, and come back next week and listen to the next installment of Shoal to Gale. Wednesday night, 7 p.m., I'll be back then, and it will be, I promise, a much livelier show with a lot of new music. So here is Parting Glass by the High Kings. Stay tuned at the top of the hour for Musica Mundi.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. So fill to me the parting glass and drink a health whate'er befalls. Then gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be to you all.
Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay.
But since it fell
So the time is 8 p.m. You've been listening to Sholta Gale on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for EC and Musica Mundi.
And a very good evening to you. We've got a fun show lined up for this evening's Musica Mundi. Stay tuned. Drop us a note. Let us know how you're doing. We're going to start off with Klezmerish from their release Dusty Road.
Remember those days long ago? We had our tales to tell. Story songs of how we used to sing. Gypsy kings, gypsy queens, proud roots as old as time, stayed all night to dance the night away. Won't you come along with me to a land of hopes and dreams? And mine so hard to please, in a land where not believe. Heading down that dusty road, hard to find me a road less traveled. I've been down there before. It may be a country lane, or even an ancient byway. Take me down, take me. Fortunes told, futures made. Come by our crafts and wares. Time's run out, now we're on our way. It's a circus when we come to town. Deep down, you'd like to join. Come along and you will see. Find a life you won't believe. Heading down that dusty road, hard to find me a road less traveled. I've been down there before. It may be a country lane, or even an ancient byway. Take me down there. Take me down, take me down.